Michael?
Sorry, guys.
I don't know what happened there. I was on a different line.
Okay. No worries.
Let's rock and roll.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, first of all, hello, everyone, and I'm glad to be with you today. So before we get started, Michael, are there any particular agenda items of anything that we previously discussed that you'd like to talk about before we get started?
Appreciate you asking. But I think we're fired up and rolling.
Okay. That sounds good.
In other words, no questions.
Oh, you'll think of some afterwards, I'm sure.
I'm sure I will.
So, Michael, one of the things by way of review I wanted to cover, because I looked over the notes I had for you, and one of the things we were talking about was looking at this niche market of business owners and looking at their external advice. And, you know, while we've got the team, you can work with virtual teams, you can work with specialty teams, and your internal teams within your branch or the firm, their client has maybe a team of advisors, or there may be some gaps that can be filled by you that help to move your credibility forward with a particular business. And this might also help you with centers of influence and also with a mastermind group as we begin to start to think about client acquisition strategies and this whole enthusiastically endorsed model that we're going to come up with. So I want you to think about an external team that you are close to that you can mobilize when the need arises, okay, to
right.
have impact on the business owner. And we talked about that briefly. So what I would do, Michael, is if you've got something to take some notes with, I would put external team and draw a circle around that. And then I would do some spokes.
Yeah.
One of the spokes would be kind of an HR expert that understands nuances of payroll, that sort of thing.
Right.
Because that's getting increasingly complicated.
No doubt.
Employee benefits or employee wellness strategies, those that, you know, you can offer on your own. So draw
right.
a circle, spoke in a circle around that. Someone that is that can rip up a balance sheet and an income statement, kind of an outsider on cash flow management, not just an accountant, kind of a CFO type. So put CFO in a circle and a spoke. Looking at the client's web presence, social media capability, and someone that is helping the client manage that, kind of a social media expert. So draw a circle around that one.
So HR, employee benefits. What was the one after employee benefits and wellness?
The CFO, Chief Financial Officer, who's involved
okay.
in cash flow management, balance
yep.
sheet improvement. Okay. Someone that is an expert in succession management for businesses. Small businesses in particular really struggle with that one because oftentimes a family member doesn't want to come into the business.
Right.
An M&A expert for small businesses, you know, someone that can add on to an business or help that business with a succession strategy down the road. Then there's the normal lawyer and CPA, and then the person who can do a risk assessment and help the client manage risk okay? And that's somebody, the property and casualty insurance risk area, okay? So that becomes kind of this external team. They can become a mastermind group, or they can become centers of influence, or both. And they can feed you and refer other clients to you. Now, where will you find these people? Well, you're going to have to make some calls and let them know that you're on your way to $1 billion in assets and you'd like to work with somebody that understands the small business market. And what are they going to say? No, I'm not interested. I doubt it.
Right.
So that's going to get
myself. I find myself giving a lot of referrals. And I just don't find anything coming back ever. I feel like we earn everything we get.
Okay. Yeah. So remember, we talked about that and how
right. You
have to now engage the personal introductions and run that script and help to educate each of your referrals, because these folks aren't salespeople like you are.
Right.
Okay? We assume that they're good, but there's an element that you have that they just don't have. And that's
right. The
capability that you and your team have to really spend time cultivating.
Educating them.
Yep. And so that's simply bring them in, meet the team, and review that VIPSA model and script that I shared with you. And, you know, if you wanted to, you know, make your revisions and hand it to people and just run a little mini on how to do that, then you could do that. Okay?
Great.
All right. So
that's one of our goals, is to start getting some COIs in here to meet.
Yeah. That's where you're going to really get your leverage in your practice. Okay? And you're going to leverage through others. And that's, you're going to be the quarterback of the situation. Okay. Any questions on that?
I guess, how do you find a good COI, right? I mean, I've got normal accountants and stuff like that. I just, you know, how do you get to an accountant that's sitting with big-time people, or an estate planning attorney that's sitting with big-time people? I know there's another guy at Morgan Stanley.
Right.
He's kind of into where he's kind of in with this estate planning firm, to where the decision maker, kind of like the go-to guy, he's in with him. And so he gets referrals not only just from that guy, but from all the other estate planners that kind of report to that guy. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I know this guy works half as much as I do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that's what you want to get to. And so what you have to do is you have to give part of your knowledge to these folks. You know, in other words, they see something in you that can help them, that can help clients. So they need to understand how you work, how you do it, why you differentiate yourself. And, you know, we're gonna explore the enthusiastically endorsed model today, but look at your own expanded kind of network, okay? So let me give you a couple of examples. All right, I have this fraternal organization, and one of the requirements to get into it is you have to be selected and chosen. And all of the folks, and you have to have accomplishments. So all of these folks, they're very prestigious doctors. Like one individual heads up the trauma surgery at the University of California, San Francisco. And this individual was quoted in my book, Supernova Advisor. Okay? And I used you know, to help. But he is just surrounded by, if I was in the wealth management business, he is just surrounded by doctors. He heads up that department. He goes out to give lectures. I mean, the guy is very influential. So you have to start with who in your network has opportunities like that, okay? I helped to start a little foundation, Youth and Leadership Development Foundation of San Francisco, and they give out scholarships to individuals. And, you know, this gives me an opportunity to call prestigious and influential people, ask them for money, and, you know, all of a sudden you're in those networks. You're in the community. So you've got to give something a little bit, and it's not always your expertise, but it's the fact that you're a builder, you're a relationship person. So start with your internal network and see who can refer you up. Now, the other thing that you can do, you can simply say, look, I've been working with a lot of affluent individuals and very influential people. Nobody in my network knew you, so I took the liberty of calling you myself. I wanted to give you an idea of what I do in the hopes that we might have some mutual interests that we might be able to share. And give them your little pitch about what you do and how you do it, and say, look, in order to carry this a little bit further, I'm wondering if you'd be available for, you know, a 20-minute meeting on Thursday so that we can talk a little more. I may have some things that can impact your business and vice versa. Okay? So that's kind of how you would just start it. And I don't want you to get a laundry list of 50 people. I want you to get a hit list of about 5 or 6 that you really want.
Right. So I've got a client, a guy just came on board that buys and sells companies, right?
Right.
His name's Scott. And, I mean, they buy and sell companies. I mean, this guy would be extremely ideal. It's trying to get him to, I don't know, one, servicing the heck out of him so he gets that great experience, right?
Right.
And then two is just trying to get him to meet the staff, what we do, say that here's our process, right? You're starting to experience it. You
right.
Got these guys having liquidation events. Man, a lot of these guys aren't going to go buy another business.
Exactly.
They got no idea what the hell they're doing. I mean, this is just another great value add for you, you know, to have some of the for these guys to talk to. If we get the business, great. If we don't get the business, so be it. We appreciate the at-bat.
And go find out about their business. How do they do it? How it works? So that you can refer people to him. And
right.
Hear his story. Let him hear your story. That's kind
right.
of how it starts. Okay. See, that's why I want to free up that facing time so you can do that type of work. Okay, so think about that, Michael, because that's where your leverage really is going to become.
All right, so our next step is to get together with our COIs to show them what we do and then also focus on these guys to see if they are good mastermind candidates, right?
Yeah, where you get together monthly, it's a dinner, everybody's talking about what they're doing, you go around the dinner table. What are you doing? Where do you need some help? How can we support each other? It's a mutual support society, and that's the conversation that you have to have.
Right. Can you say that again?
Oh, say mutual support society?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's how can we mutually support and benefit what each of us are trying to accomplish?
Right.
What type of client are you looking for, Mr. M&A expert? What's
so
the client?
Right. So I have referred him to somebody. I think it's going to be pretty lucrative for him, for both of them, actually, which
okay.
is a great start.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So each of the person in the mastermind group, they go around the table, and they describe their ideal client. And you're taking, everybody's taking notes so that nobody refers a client that nobody wants.
Okay. Right.
And you got to ask them sometimes, are you willing to do a one-time, cost-free engagement if I refer somebody to you so that you can
right.
tell your prospect that John Jones is willing to meet with you and there's not going to be any fee to be paid for a conversation.
Right. Therefore, the client has a good experience one way, either way, right, whether they take the business or not.
And review the script with them in terms of what that initial meeting with that center of influence is going to be like so that you can be supportive and make recommendations.
Got it.
Get copies of their brochures. Create your folder for that particular individual. Okay. And you're going to do that with everybody, regardless of, you know, where they're coming from, whether it's the business expertise, M&A expert, the CFO that's part of a CFO network, the HR outside consultant, any number of those folks that you're going to use.
So like, you know, an HR expert, who should I be looking for? Like what company, what type of person?
Okay, so this is a person that's probably been in the HR field. They understand compensation, what to pay people, how they should be paid, incentives to retain key employees, the type of benefits that keep talented individuals from leaving. Because in a small business, if you lose one talented person, it could be devastating to that business owner. You know, you ask the business owner,
right,
who's your second in command? Who's your top person? And what would happen to the business if this person suddenly decided to leave? Where would that leave your business?
Right.
Okay. So it's that type of individual. Does that help answer your question?
Yeah. So am I looking for this person to be, I guess my question is, am I looking for this person to be in my mastermind group, or am I just trying to know who this person is within my client's business?
Either in your mastermind group or in your COI group.
Okay.
Okay.
Like, is there certain companies that these people work for, like, that should stick out in our mind?
Right. And that's okay. That's okay. You want to get that individual that's very comfortable talking to small business owners. And then you're going to go through your drill. First, cost-free consultation. What do you say? How do you do it? How do you get engagement?
Like this HR expert, like what kind of company would that be? Like, is there like a main company? Like, let's say an accountant, like we've got GBQ in Columbus, right, is a good accounting firm, right?
Right.
Carlisle, Patchen & Murphy is a good estate planner, or just, you know, respected firm. Estate planning is one of their specialties, right?
Right.
HR person, who am I looking for on the, like out there?
Okay, so we got to go online. We got to look at consulting experts on HR personnel issues, and we got to come up with a list of three or four, lob in some calls, and interview them.
Okay.
Okay. There are HR consulting firms out there.
Got it.
Yeah. Okay. Make sense?
Yep.
Okay, and you're going to do the same thing with the property casualty insurance risk manager. I mean, you know, I ran into some of these guys when I was in an FA in San Francisco, and they had their own business brokerage firms doing insurance and risk assessments. These guys were making fairly substantial money. So get one of those in your back pocket.
And that's a PNC insurance agent, right?
That's right.
All right, I got one of those.
Okay. Good.
And actually, a good one. He's an influencer and a guy that's about sharing business. That would be John Smith, Devin.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So now you start to get this little list of people that you can enthusiastically endorse. But they gotta follow your program. They gotta be educated about how you do business and the type of client that interests you. And you've gotta find out what type of client interests them and how they do business and their engagement. Now they may or may not become clients. And I think if you put them in a mastermind group, the chances of them becoming clients might be a little greater. But either way,
right,
it'll work.
And some of these people might not be clients for years, you know what I mean?
That's right.
They might not be a $1 million client, or maybe we do it pro bono in order to get the referrals, right?
That's right. Exactly.
Like, for example, Devin, Jeff Acree is a guy that we've referred a lot to, but we haven't gotten anything back from, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know if he's ever going to be a referring guy, right?
And he's got to have the conversation. He's got to get comfortable with how to refer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's got to understand the type of client you're ready to receive. He's got to know what differentiates you and why a personal introduction. Let's grab one of these individuals. Let's take them for coffee. You know, the whole script that I've sent you.
The VIPSA script.
That's right. This is where the growth phase of your business is gonna occur. This is where a double is gonna come. Okay? I mean this sincerely. Okay. Let's get to a couple of concepts for today. And so you took a few notes, and of course the call is recorded on what I said, so if you need to go back, you can. But in this week's material, we talk about the enthusiastic endorse model. And we've already covered the 24-month calendar, so you're creating and fine-tuning your concierge practice. Okay?
When we ask somebody if they enthusiastically endorse somebody, do we just give them that list of folks, that list, and say, hey, is there anybody that you would fit on here that you would be?
Yeah, and you know, when you're doing a review or a phone review, telephonic review, that list is front of them. They pull out their folder. They pull it out. Who on this list, can you enthusiastically endorse your CPA? Can you enthusiastically endorse your attorney? You know, one of the things I've noticed about the lawyer, I just give you an idea. I had a very good person do, you know, the estate settlement for my mother.
Okay? Right.
And then I referred him to my mother-in-law. Now, you know what this individual should be doing? He should be sending a brochure out showing me the keys and the services that he can provide. And he should be asking, you know, if there's anybody in your network that I should be talking to, I will provide them with a free consultation, Curtis. He's very good, but he's just sitting around waiting for somebody to give him a name. He's not a sales guy. He doesn't understand that. He didn't come and ask me, in light of the recent passing of my wife, look, it's time to get your trust updated. What an opportunity. Get your beneficiary designations up to speed. What an opportunity. So I find myself, I'm going to have to educate him. So don't take that lightly, Michael, that these folks just are lockstep and they understand how to get this done. Okay. All right. So the enthusiastically endorsed model, you're creating this golden Rolodex of people that your clients can come to you that have been enthusiastically endorsed. So the first level is all these professionals, various attorneys in tax and real estate, estate planning, family law, elder care, okay, CPA, physicians, cardiologists, endocrinologists, neurologists. You know, get all of these people in your back pocket, personal trainers, PNC, independents, vets, people love their pets, computer consultant repair. I had to take
it should be a connector, right?
Absolutely. These should be connectors. Went to a computer repair place, and you know, my PC was running slow. It was $175 just to look at it. so you get all of these influencers that can support you.
Like, Devin, for as simple as it is, like Micro Center.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you have a client that's just sitting here talking about how their technology's jacked up and they just, you know, they wish it was simpler, right? That'd be an easy place to refer them to. I don't have anybody in particular there, but they just do a great job meeting with folks, taking their time with them, making sure that they've got everything set up. It's just a way different experience than maybe like a Best Buy or something like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the geeks. So you're creating your golden Rolodex. Okay. Let's talk about, so that's what that enthusiastically endorsed model is. It's you creating your golden Rolodex. And you probably have names you can insert in there now, and that they will grow over a period of time.
Right.
And that's another differentiator for you, Michael.
Right. It's a differentiator. It's a good point.
Okay. So remember, the personal introduction is best. Make sure that the names are just as strong. We give first. We teach the COIs the enthusiastically endorsed model as well. Okay. You know, you ask them, in your network, do you have attorneys, CPAs? Can you enthusiastically endorse them?
Right. Right.
Okay. Do you have any financial advisors in your network? Can you enthusiastically endorse them? How do they differentiate themselves?
Right.
Here's how we differentiate ourselves. 1242, concierge service, 1 hour response to problems, financial planning.
Okay. So our differentiators that we do, the planning, the tax efficient investing, and then our great client experience through a 24-hour rapid response. And then the main differentiator is just our monthly contact system that they're not going to experience with any other financial institution or financial relationship, I would say.
Exactly.
To help people hit their goals and objectives and to hold them accountable for the things in life that they get too busy with.
That's right. They're going to get a folder. And you're going to treat them as if they were a client with a monthly call. Okay. And you're going to run that agenda by so that they get to understand the level of your services. Now, they may not buy anything for a while, but they're going to know who you are and how you treat people. Okay. All right. Let's talk about the Bank of Trust. You know, this is kind of an important concept. What the Bank of Trust is that if there's ever a faux pas on your part, you've built up this equity, so to speak, in terms of trust and the things that you provide your clients and COIs. So if there's an economic downturn, you get forgiveness. If there's a if all of a sudden there's a family emergency and you can't be on the call, you get forgiveness. You get called into a meeting that runs late and you're always on time, you get forgiveness. You set up that bank of trust. And so they forgive you because you do what you say you're going to do. So
simple as that, right?
Yeah. So let's re-examine what we do, Michael. We do 12-4-2, 1 hour rapid response, 24-hour implementation of the plan. Okay? These are the things that differentiate you from your heart. So the Bank of Trust protects you when markets go bad or when you have a family emergency. You are secure with the deposits to the Bank of Trust. You have a great service experience that people appreciate. You've got the calendar, batch processing. You start every call with an agenda, which is the client's agenda first. Okay, now you've got this calendar that we talked about with the agenda items, and that can change. You may decide that due to some kind of condition, or there's been articles in Barron's and Money Magazine, the Wall Street Journal, that put a lot of attention and emphasis on looking at clients' credit scenarios. So you might move that one from the back burner to the front burner. So that's how I want you to be thinking about your topics, that you can call an audible and you can change if necessary. Okay, and sometimes the topics are educational in nature. Right now, you're probably talking about RMDs.
Right.
You know, employee retirement distributions. So here's what we're talking about here. Build your bank of trust, your 24-month calendar, create your golden Rolodex, and build your COI mastermind group of experts that you surround yourself with. You got to first find out what the experts that the client has. Get to know them and build your team of experts that can support you and support your clients. Okay. Any questions about anything that we've covered today?
Nope. Mastermind or Bank of Trust, do what we say we're going to do, 24-month calendar, golden Rolodex, getting the mastermind. I think we're trying to get a quarterly mastermind event together would be great.
Okay.
Just a happy hour some way, so where we have a private room we can talk. And then differentiator, you know, just the implementation of the plan, our investment policy, the great client experience with 12-4-2, and then just being connectors, right?
That's right. I mean, I think you can get a whole PowerPoint presentation on your new concierge model, your delivery model, and you can cover it in about 10 minutes.
Would you mind sending me just a small piece on just a small differentiator piece?
Okay.
Just something, okay. It doesn't have to be crazy, but just like what we talked about, because I want to compare what you're going to put on there compared to what I have to make sure I'm not missing anything.
Okay. All right.
Awesome.
Fine.
I think this was helpful today.
Okay. Well, we're getting down to the things that move you forward now. We've gone through a lot of the basics, and this is the stuff that's going to help you grow your practice and I appreciate you being on the call. My best to Maria. Congratulations if you're on. And also to Devin, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, Curtis.
You're welcome.
Curtis.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.